morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawa. Today is Wednesday, April 5th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is When the Spirit Takes Over. Our text taken from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. For the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. As it says, if as a Christian you've come to a point in your life where it seems everything is now a drag, you don't seem to be making the kind of progress you desire or that's expected, there's a way out. Maybe you've even tried everything you know to do, but there's still no commensurate progress. Don't be frustrated. You can have a complete turnaround today. First, understand that life is spiritual, and except you operate from the realm of the spirit, you can't achieve meaningful success. Our opening verse lets us know that we can take charge of our lives and situations from the realm of the spirit by praying in the spirit. When we pray in tongues, the Spirit Himself gives us utterance in spiritual vocabulary. Beyond this utterance in tongues, we have deep sighs and groanings, as in the opening verse. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. This is a better and higher way to pray when you are faced with serious crises in life. It may get to the point where you don't know or have words with which to express yourself or deal with the situation. At that point, you might want to just get on the floor before the Lord in absolute dependence on the Holy Spirit until He takes over for you. Hallelujah! With these groanings, the Holy Spirit makes intercession for you and God's people. You can learn and train yourself in this by giving more time and attention to prayer, yielding yourself to God. These are kingdom secrets given to us from the Word for us to live victoriously in life. Glory to God! Please take this confession with me. The circumstances don't matter. I win by the power of the Holy Spirit. As I speak in tongues even now, the Holy Spirit takes over my vocal cords and gets me in sync with the will of the Father. His visions, promptings, ideas, and thoughts are clear to me as He leads me in victory and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. But for the study, please read John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, and the Amplified Classic, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, and Romans chapter 8, verse 26, also from the Amplified Classic. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, you can learn and train yourself in this by giving more time and attention to prayer, yielding yourself to God. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.